26.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's begin, guys. Okay, we left off on Friday. We started started the topic of Tom Kicker, and we had a machloikis, which we're going to see, God willing, today, all the shittas, but I just wanted to finish up this mahalach. We had said that there's a big machloikis, Rambam Ravid, how you roast the Korban Pesach. Rambam said you roast it with its kid on Osha, and the Ravid said, that's ridiculous. If he had the Rambam's Korban Pesach, he'd throw it down in front of his face. So he said from Avshulti in Norachayim Simchov Dalid that it's the Rambam Ravid the Shutoso, where the Rambam holds it, Tom Kikas Midrobonon, and therefore since it's a mitzvah to roast the Korban Pesach, there's no Isser. Logaz Rabban Isser Tom Iker, and as Ben said in Shir on Friday, but we say, don't we say by Kachim Tom Kicker, you guys learned the Gemara today? So we said that's only by Nisr Kodesh. Rashi and Taizah say there in Chulin, and Afsari Chesem Beis, and the Isra of Chalev and Gidanash is not Nisr Kodesh. So Mele is not a problem. So I just wanted to finish that up, and then we'll get to the whole topic. The Gemara says, I'm Sochem, and I involve him in Beis. It quotes a Bry saying, Solon Shnei Psochem Ke'echem Ne'ataruvis. You're not allowed to roast two Korban Pesachs together, let's say, in the same oven because of a taruvis. So the Gemara says, my love taruvis ta'amim. The Gemara says, isn't that a mixture of ta'amim? So Rashi comments there, my love taruvis ta'amim, and psachim I involve in base, the pat mehad, dod even imsa pesach necha shalola menuyev. There is a din, the Korban Pesach cannot be eaten shalola menuyev. If you're not pre-appointed, then you can't eat it. So if I'm appointed on one Korban Pesach and not on the other, there's an Isra Bliya that gets in between, in mixed with both. So the Gemara says it's a problem. It's unbelievable, no? The Gemara says it's a problem of the Isra Shalom Anuyev. Now, according to the Rambam Lamaisa, what's the problem? According to the Rambam, the Pshat in the Gemara is different. What's the problem? The problem is that the Gita Nasha is only good if it's cooked in its own Gita El Korban Pesach. It can't be going to the other one. That's mamish like non-kosher food. It is non-kosher food. So the Rambam will learn differently. The Rambam will learn, Lamaisa, the fact that it was Boleya, Lamaisa, you could have said very interesting. Why does Rashi have to stand on his head and say the Isser is Shalolu Menuyev? Just say like the Rambam that the Isser is Gita Nosha. The Gita Nosha and the one you roast in its own Korban Pesach, that's fine. But you can't have the belief of the Gita Nosha, the Chayv, going to another Korban Pesach. That's mamish like eating Gita Nosha. So why does Rashi have to stand on his head and say the Isser Shalolu Menuyev? So Lamaisa, you could say one of two things. You could say Rashi learns like the Ravid that the Korban Pesach was what? Was not roasted with its Gita Nasha. So therefore it was removed before. So Rashi's got to come up with a new pshat. And he says it's a new Isser Shalolu Menuyev, right? That's one way you could say it. You could say Rashi holds like the Ravid in the Ravid sheet of how you roast up the Korban Pesach. But the other way of saying it, Lamaisa, is that even if the Rashi, Lamaisa, even if Rashi holds Lamaisa, if you hold Rashi, holds like the Rambam, that it was cooked together, Lamaisa, Tom Kicker is the Rabbanon. So if Tom Kicker is the Rabbanon, right, Tom Kicker is mid the Rabbanon, but what's the issue here? Shalola Menuyev is an Isser of what? What is this Shalola Menuyev? It's an Isser of Kachim, yes? So by Kachim, Evan agrees Tom Kicker. So that's why Rashi will say Shalola Menuyev. That's why Rashi will say Shalola Menuyev. So in other words, you could say Rashi, come on guys, let's get this. Not hard, Lamaisa, but it's a nice shtick, Lamaisa. My love, Tarub is Tomim, right? You can't roast the two together. Gemara's a Havim, why is it Osir? Rashi said it to the Gemara, this is Shalola Menuyev. Yeah? There'll be a mixture of Shalola Menuyev. So why don't you say the Rapashit, Lamaisa, that the problem is because of Gidan Asha? The Gita Nasha you roast to within will go into the other one. So that's if you're learning like the Rambam. So why does Rashi have to stand on and say Shalolim Yub? So either you can say Rashi holds like the Ravid. Rashi holds like the Ravid. That what? That, in fact, the Gita Nasha was removed, and therefore there is no Gita Nasha there, so it's not a problem. So Rashi had a command that Shalolim Yub. Or you could say a different mahal and say Rashi did learn like the Rambam, that it was what? That it was roasted together. So why does Rashi need to come on Shalom Nuv? Because he holds, doesn't he hold Tom Kicker's only the Rabbanon? You're right, he holds Tom Kicker's the Rabbanon. But by Kachim, it's the Rice. And Shalom Nuv is a din in Kachim. And therefore, Rashi works out very well. And that's the pshat lamaisa that Rashi means in the Gemara. Okay? You follow what I'm saying? Everyone got this? Netanel, you got me? So lamaisa, if you look in the Sifra, the Rashmi Shantz on the Teres Kohanim, Parshasa Tes Pirik and Gimel, says that we never found a lav in an essay on Shalol Menuyev. I, it's a Mishnah Zvachim on the Nvavim and Beis. We say it every morning in Ezel Makom. At least we should say it, right? Talmud Kitairis, you should say Ezel Makom. It says in Shulchan Aruch, right? You're supposed to say Karbonis in the morning. Our Rebbe always says Kachim D'Raisa. Shekhar Shdi always says Kachim D'Raisa. We say it in the Shul. We say Talmud Kitairis and Ezel Makom. You know how some Shuls, they go from a Kachim Shulchan Aruch to Rebbe Shmuel Omer? Yeah. What happened to Kachim? Kachim's D'Raisa. Kachim's D'Raisa. I don't think that some guys thought it was funny. No, you guys don't say Kabbalah. Everyone says Kabbalah. You can't let a shul say the Kaddish Shifa Rav go to Rabbi Shmuel. You got to say Talmud Diktari says some climate, right? So you see, it's what El. You see, you're not smiling. No, you know. Okay, all right, good. You have Simcha inside, so you don't need to show it. So you see, Beferish. Now you're smiling. So you see, Beferish. That what you see, Beferish. He says an amazing thing. The Rash Mishantz, who we quoted about the Chetzi Shirbet Aruis, he says, there's no law of an essay. Aye, there's a Mishnah. So he says, that's a mitzvah. That's how you fulfill the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. You should be pre-appointed. But there's no law and no essay. It's not an isser. It's a lack of a mitzvah, doing the mitzvah properly. That's how we understood the Mishnah. So many ask on him from this Gemara. The Gemara the Bavli says, and I involve him base, ain't soul in Shnei Pesachim Kechem Neat Aruvis. That's an isser. Had the Rashi Shantz argue on the Gemara. And Rashi learned the Pharisee, Shalom Menuyev. So Rav Shulti quotes, he heard in the name of the great Goyin, right? Hashem Yinkom Damo, Rav Agon, Rav Nachman Zemba, the great Goyin, right? Hashem Yinkom Damo, is the Shomer's going to grab his points again, the Goyin Oilam. The Rav said, the Rav would always quote from the Totsos Chaim. He wrote a Sefer on Shabbos. Rav Shechter would always say his first shiur would always say over from Rav Nachman Zemba. He was a great Goyin Oilam. He was the chief rav in Warsaw, in the Warsaw ghetto, and he could have gotten out. There were three great rabbanim, but the three rabbanim of the Beis Din, many of the Catholics, they said, we'll aid you to you escape. And they said, no, we have to stay with our yidim. We have to stay with our people. Amazing. He said, a beautiful drasha. It's a beautiful picture. You ever saw a picture of him? It's in the Encyclopedia of Judaica. There's a beautiful picture of Menachem Zemba. He was a great Gaon, and the Rav, he was one of the Gedolei Ador, and he was killed. And he wrote a 1,000-page compendium on the Ram that the Nazis burned. We don't have it to this day. The Mamash burned the whole thing. So he says here, Rav Shulti calls Rav Menachem Zemba, that the Rash Mishantz held like the Rambam, that the Korban Pesach was roasted with its Kidah Nasha, and the fact that it's Mutar Ba'achila is because Tam Kikar is only Midrabanan, and there's a mitzvah to be told it that way. And therefore, when it says, my love, tarumis ta'amim, how does he learn pshat? He learns pshat is like the Gita Nasha. The Gita Nasha one is going in the other against Rashi. Rashi learned the Yitzhu Shalol Menuyev. He says, there's no love, there's no essay, there's no itzer. It's just a lack of a mitzvah. So how do you learn the Gemara? You learn the Gemara like the Rambam. The bli of the what? The bli of the Gita Nasha from one was going in the other. Everyone got that? That's how the Rosh Mishantz will learn the Gemara. Yaakov, you follow me? That's how I'll learn Pshat in the Gemara. That's what he wants to say. It's a beautiful shtickle, Lamaisa. Okay, so I wanted to just finish that off. And now let's get to Lamaisa. That I don't know. All we're saying is, Ben, is that the Rosh will learn the way the Rambam said the Korban Pesach was roasted. That's all. You said that. That I don't know. I don't know. We have to look into what the Ram Sheikh is. Okay? I would imagine he holds that it's an Isser. Because I think the Rashi Shantz is a collector's item. That there's no law. There's no law, no essay. Well, I'm saying the Ramam's open to learn the Gemara. The Ramam, when he says, my love to Ruvus Tumim, he's open to learn the Gemara because he learns it was all roasted together, so he could learn that the Gita Nasha would go to the other. Problem is, the Rambam holds Tam Kikar's Drobana. You follow me? So he's going to have to learn Pashup Shah like Rashi, the Rambam himself. Now, you're asking, does the Rambam hold that there's a lav? I'm assuming there is, okay? I'm assuming the Rambam does hold that there's a lav in an essay, that there is somewhat of an isser. That's the pashtus. The Rash is the collector's item. You follow me? That it's a mitzvah. All it is a mitzvah.
But according to the Rash, where we quoted the Rash, the collector's item is a Rash?
Rash Mishans, yes.
The Rash Mishans, he has to learn Tamkik because they're Raisa, but then why would he cook the Korban Pesach with the get to begin with? Saying it doesn't shtim.
No, the Rash Mishans will learn that the Taruvis Ta'amim that is happening here is from the what? Is from the Gita Nasha. So the Rash Mishans will hold like the Rambam. The Rash Mishans will hold like the Rambam how it was roasted, Lamaisa, right? He'll learn like the Rash Mishans will learn Malav Tumas Tum, that's Bolea from the Isra of Chelev and Gita Nasha. But he'll learn Tam Kikar is the Arisa.
But then how can you roast a Git to begin with then? With the Korban Pesach to begin with? The whole answer to the Rambam, the whole Tam Kikar is there abundant. That's where you could roast the Korban Pesach with the Git to begin with.
Good. You're asking good. How would he say you're able to roast it together anyway, you mean? That's a good kasha, Zaki. That's a good kasha. In other words, how would he hold Lamaisa like that, you mean? I mean, he would hold like my love to Rusam, who is Balua with the inside, but the Isra Shalom Manuyev is not a problem, Lamaisa. So you're saying, how could he say that? If you hold, maybe you'll have to say that Tom Kicker is also Midrabanan. Maybe you'll have to say Tom Kicker is also the Rabbanan according to the Rash Mishans, okay? That's a big Kiddush, but the Arishonim, which we're going to see, hold like that. Very good Kasha, okay? So you got to point that out, that Tom Kicker would be with the Rabbanan as well, according to the Rash Mishans. Very good. Okay, so let's get to I just want to quickly mention, and then we'll get to the direct Sugya Lamaisa here. And you saw the whole blot today about Shishim and Mea. Like I said, all these topics are connected together. Just to define what Lach B'Lach and Yavish B'Yavish is, there's a very important Machlej Yishonim I want you to know as to whether Kemach B'Kemach, flower and flower, is that considered Lach B'Lach or Yavish B'Yavish? The Rambam is of the opinion in Pirkei Gimel Chashuvos Halacha Daled. The Rambam writes beferes that kemach v'kemach is not called lach b'lach, okay? And that's against the Rashba in the Tshuvas Siman Resh Pei Gimel, who holds kemach v'kemach is called lach b'lach. And the Shach in Kuftes Sifkan Gimel, you saw it, B'Shem Nabach, says that kemach v'kemach is considered to be what? It's nivl yafa, it's considered lach b'lach. So, Lamaisa, it's important to know that Machlokes Yishonim. The Michas Cohen says only kemach bekemach is mixed well. But he says kernels of wheat and barley are not mixed well, and that's called yavish b'yavish. But that's a very important machlokas to know, because we know very well, very important, that min b'mino is not nosin tam, and min b'shenamun is nosin tam. So you have this machlokas, it's important to know. I gave you that exactly to define how you claim what something is min b'mino, one's min b'shenamino. But the Gemara says, in Meseches Avodah Zarah, the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, on Daf Samach Vav, we had in the Kodol, the guys are taking the Bechina today, Samach Zayin Amar Aleph, rather, Amar Reb Yechanan, Kol Shetoma Mamasho Aser Velokin Lav, Zohu Bekinayis Bechli Achilis Pras, Tama Veloma Masho Aser Vein Lokin Lav. So basically, what comes out is, and we're going to say it, Pashup Shad is that there are seven Shitas in Rishonah by Tom Kicker, believe it or not. Seven Shittas in Rishonim. And we mentioned on Friday, or it was Thursday, that you can have something where the Isser is Be'en, you can have something where Nimcha Guf Isser, and then you can have Tom. So let's go through the Shittas about Tom, and then we'll have Shittas Lamais also just about the Nimcha. Ben is Ben, Ben is Mamash there. So Rashi, here in Chulin, you saw today on Sadi Chesimid Beis, Dibra Maskel Latam says Beferish that Tam Kicker is Midrabanan. Aye, the Gemara says Imsachim and Mendalan Beis like Abi Nazar. It says Tam Kicker, right? We all know Lamaisa that the Nazar has to bring in Ayol Shlomim, right? And the Yisrael eats the rest of the part of the Shlomim, but the leg, the foreleg, the coin eats, And isn't it all mixed together, a blia? How can the non-Kohanim eat it? So that's the whole discussion in the Gemara, which we'll get to. And the Gemara really has four different topics of the Makor of Tom Kicker. What are the four different topics that the Gemara says? Four different topics. It has it by Basar Bechalov, right? The Gemara says in Imsachim and Dalim and Beis. The Gemara has it by Kachim, that if Tanya calls Shayigib Ibsaro, that if Basar Kachim soon touches Basar Kshera, right? And we say Chuluni Kachim Logamrinan. And then the third topic is Geulei Nachrim. Gule Nachrim is, you know, the clay midgen that they use for Kalin. And the fourth topic is Nazir. The din of a Nazir, you cannot drink, wine. You have a bread or you have grapes that are soaked in the water. Those are four different topics, and we'll see that there's a Machloikas and Tanoim and Amoraim. You saw already, Lamaisa, can you expand from all those four what topics and develop a klal of what, of Tom Kicker or not? So Rashi's of the opinion that Tom Kicker is the Rabbanon, that Rava was there in that Gemara, that Midraisa is Batal Barov, and that's Rashi Shita, Alach Lamaisa. Okay? It's an Asmachta Ba'alma Mishras, which says by Nazir, and therefore Rashi says not a problem, Tom Kicker is the Rabbanon. So that's the first Shita Rashi. Now, generally, we always lump Rashi and Rambam together like we did with the Jolti's Mahalath, that is the Rabbanon. We're going to see there's a nuanced difference. And that's why we're going to say the seven shitas in Rishonim. Okay, number two shita. The second shita is the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that the Rosh in Chulin in Perek Zion, Simon Lamed Aleph, quotes that Tam Kikah is the Araisa and your Loka, even if you'd only a Kazayas from the Taruvis. And even if the Kazayas, even if there was not a Kazayas of Isser B'chdei Achilas Pras in the Taruvis. It's mamish an amazing shita. When I always see this Rabbeinu Tam, I always like to say it, and this is what Josh brought up last week, always like to say it's really the reverse or the inverse of the Rush. That Isser's Nepach Lehetter, and you eat all three burgers together, this is really the opposite. But we'll see, Josh, that the Rav Zatzal didn't want to say that. I want to say that because it's neat like that, you know, but it's not, the Rav proves me wrong, okay? But there might be a sheet that we're going to say that says like us, okay? But the bottom line is, this is Rabbeinu Tam Shita, you are Loka, and it would fit beautifully if you held it, that the Eter's that Bachel Isser. But that's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. What does the Gemara mean when it says Tam of Aloma Mashal? Right? This is Tulsa's Jake, you all know it. Ben, you all know it. From the Koil, right, today. And the guys on the Zoom, right, Avi and the Eitan, right? Who else am I? We got everyone in the Koil, yeah? How does Tulsa say Tam of Aloma Mashal then? Feel like Rabbeinu Tam, it's min bimino. Min bimino is not no sin tam, right? That's how he's teaches the Gemara. Okay, that is Bata Barov, but it's min bimino is known as sin is tam, right? So that's what he meant, tam of Lomasha in Lokala. But if you hold that there's what? Tam there, that there's an sin is tam, you'll like it. Even if the Kazai, even if the Terus did not have a Kazai's Bechilas Pras, and Lamaisa, like we want to say, we're going to see, the Rav's going to say I'm wrong, but it would have been beautiful if you held it's Heter Nepach Lissu. That's the second sheet. Okay, number three. The third sheet in Rishonim is Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen, which is quoted in the Rush. And this is really, it's Tosas on the Daf in Avodah Zarah in the name of Rabbeinu Eliyahu. Tosas quotes in the name of Rabbeinu Eliyahu. It's a big, long Tosas. Again, you guys are familiar in the call. I don't mean to leave the guys around on the call out. Don't worry. It's a bonus because you don't have a Bechina today. Okay? So if you hold Yaakov, you're not in the Kohel, no? No, okay, I didn't think so. I didn't think I forgot you. So, Lamaisa, Yitzhak, you're not in the Kohel either, yeah. So, Lamaisa, I got everyone right who's in the Kohel. So what's this? This is all Shafi Shitas Rabbeinu Eliyahu. So, it's a Chaim Cohen quote in the Rosh, and it's Rabbeinu Eliyahu in the Tais on the Daf there in Avodah Zarah. What's his Shita? Unique Shita. And he says that in a Hanami, Tom Kik is the Rice in your Loka, but he says, Lamaisa, he says, "Afilim achol rak kezayis min ataruvis." Even if you only had a kezayis, and even if there's not in the kezayis bechdei achilas pras, okay. Even if there's not in the kezayis bechdei achilas pras, in other words, so he holds Tam Kicker's the araisa, okay. I'm sorry, the Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen is like the Rabbeinu Eliyahu. You're loka on Tam Kicker only if there is in the taruvis a kezayis iser bechdei achilas pras. Meaning the whole taruvis has to have a kezayis bechdei achilas pras. You don't necessarily have to eat it. It's like I was mad with you after shir last week, Yaakov. There's the because the Taruvis needs to have a Kesas B'Chilchus Pras, but you yourself don't have to eat a Kesas B'Chilchus Pras, and you're local Lamaisa. So this is Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen in the Rosh and Rabbeinu Elau in Tosus. Okay, that's the third sheet. Now the fourth sheet is the Rambam, which we said generally in yeshivas is the Rambam Rashi altogether, but there's a nuanced difference. Generally, it's they're lumped together. Tam Kesh Rama. There is a nuanced difference. You look in the Rambam in Chos Macholos Asur's Perek Detvav, Allah Chabez and Gimel, he says b'feirish that you will be loka on Tam Kikker. The only time you're loka on Tam Kikker if there's a Taruvis Ksayas Issa B'Chilas Pras in the Taruvis, and you eat a Ksayas Issa B'Chilas Pras, okay, and you eat the Ksayas Mina Issa Shachal Kol Pras. Mashenkin, if you ate the whole pras and there was not, or if you ate the whole, if you didn't eat the whole pras rather, and there was not in the tarubis a kedas b'chilchus pras, even though this time in a chanami the Rambam would say only a chayv makas mardis. The nuance difference between Rashi and Rambam is that Rashi would say you can eat this tarubis from today until tomorrow, you'll never be like it. Rambam says then that's not true. If you eat the whole pras, according to the Rambam, that's the nuance difference. If you eat the whole pras according to the Rambam, and there is a kzayis in there of a kzayis pras, the Maizu, but it was only time, the Rambam will be moti your loka. Rashi will say, no way. It's always derabbanan. So Rashi is really more pronounced that Tam Kik is derabbanan more than the Rambam. So it is a nuance difference, and we'll call the Rambam a different sheet. Okay? All right. Number five, a fifth sheet is Tosis and Chulin and Tzadiches and Masko Rava. Tosis also quotes in the big Tosin of Avodah Zarah right there, Reb Yaakov Mirlinish from Orleans, the Reb Mirlinish, however you want to say it, Mirlinish, the Reb Mirlinish. He says that Tamkik is Diraisa, but it's only Nisr Essay from the din of Taviru Esh. What is Taviru Esh? You have to kasher Kalim. Taviru Esh means you have to kasher Kalim, right? The Gemara in the last half in the Sefer Avodah Zarah says Taviru Esh and Yargalus Kalim. Now everyone knows what a Nisr Essay is. Never be embarrassed. Law by Shalomi. What's an Isser Essay? Rav Shekhar always says, what's a classic Isser Essay? Lo'olam ben tavonu. Torah says you're not allowed to free your Evik 90. Right? The Torah doesn't formulate al teshachrer. It says lo'olam ben tavonu. Keep it in a state of servitude. But it's an Isser. Hashem articulates it in a what? In a positive way. So for all intents and purposes, like a lav, says the Prima God, except for Malchus. You don't get Malchus for it. But you have to spend your old bank account. You know, the Ramah quotes that Ron. Let's say a guy can avoid being over a lav. How much money does he have to spend? The Ramah says in the circle from the Ron, you got to spend your whole bank account. An essay, how much do you spend? A mitzvah essay, a fifth. Excellent. But to avoid a lav and an Isser essay, you spend your whole bank account. So the only difference between an Isser essay is and a lav is Malchus, really, for all intents and purposes. So the Remi Orlean says Tam Kikr is an Isser essay. You're not loka. It's diraisa, but it's an essay of Taviru, the essay of Taviru Esh. Lava Babakalas is an Isser essay too, as well. Natana. What'd you say? Yeah. All Isseri essay, that's where Shechter Shlita always tells it, right? It's in the safe. For all intents and purposes, Garden points it out in his Tevis Goban Chumash. For all intents and purposes, Isser essay is like a lava with the exception of Malchus. Yep, there's other nafkaminas too, but not for now. But that's one nafkamina I wanted to give you. They have to spend your whole bank account, okay? Now, one sec, Ben. I just want to point out, I'm going to get to you in a sec. I just want to point out that Rabbeinu Tam, which we're going to get to, Lamaisa, I mean, which we said already. I just want to point out, what do you do with that problem of Isser essay? He has a principle called Hadrinin Li Surakama. You see, there's an Isser essay of Taviru Beish. You have to kasher the Kalim. But since you have to kasher the Kalim, why don't you go back to the original Isser where it came from? It was Chazer. You know what I mean? So if you say Hadrin Li Surakama, Rabbeinu Tam says, go back and it's not just an essay, it's a lav. That's what Rabbi Yosef Engel writes in the Sefer, the Farish, we say Hadrin Li Surakama. He writes in Lekach Tov Klau Gimel that Rabbeinu Tam, the Rimer Alins, are arguing Halacha Lamais is Tam Kikr considered to be Nikr. It's a Nikr, a Isser that you could say Hadrinali Surakama, or you say it's a new din. If it's a new Isser, then you don't say Hadrinali Surakama. But if it's the same old Isser of Ham, then go back to the original Isser. If you say it's a new Isser, then it remains an Isser essay. You follow me? That's a famous cloud called Hadrinali Surakama. I'll give you a marshal on it. The Prima Gadam has in his Sefer Shoshana Samekim. There's a famous Machlis Ramam Taisvis are yalok if you cook for a goy on yantif, right? Cooking is mutar on yantif. What are the three exceptions? Lachem lo la'akum, lachem lo la'klovim, lachem lo la'gavol. Yes? So let's say I cook for a goy or cook for my dog on yantif. What's the din? Am I lok or not? Macholik zram taisis. If you hold adrenal surakam and you go back to lo tavaroish, lo sasakom malacha, because you're using the heter wrong of bishul. You follow me? But if you don't say adrenal surakam, it's just an isaresa. Used it wrong. You follow what I'm saying? That's an example of adrenal surakama. So Rabbi Yosef Engel says that's the same machlok zir to Rabbi Yaakov or Rabbi Natan, Rabbi the Remur Alinish. I always learn Rabbi Yaakov Mir Alinish. Yes, I'm sorry, Ben. Go ahead. Of Tom? I don't think so. You'll show it to me after Shir? I don't think so. Yeah, that's not, Mamasha's not Tom anymore. Mamasha's Be'en. Remember I said there are three things, right? There's Be'en, there's Nimcha Isser, and then there's Tom. Yes? Okay. All right, very good. What's the 6 and 7 Shita? I don't know how many topics, guys. There are 7 Shitas in Rishonim, right? But Lamaisa, this is, I can't even think of one, but this is one of them, okay? So what's the 6th Shita? So the Balamurim Sachim, and says as follows: Adapi Rif Yudimol Beis Adapi Rif. The Balamur says the Reb Yochanan of Tamkik is the Raisa. You're not loke because ain't on shem in a din. Now, what's the klal ain't on shem in a din? Usually, you can't give out a punishment based on a kal v'chomer. Famous din, right? But you see, from here we're using it by a mematzinu. It's not a kal v'chomer here; it's a mematzinu. So a mematzinu, do you see that? It's a ran in the darim dalim and beis masko tesi. Right, Smash, you don't say it's Smash from Enon Shem Nedin, even from a Mematzinu, because that's what this is. It's a Mematzinu, it's not a Kavachimer, right? And he says, Beferish Enon Shem Nedin, the Balamor, on this din, Allah Lomaisa. So it's like a Drasha, it's like a Mematzinu. So the question is, Lomaisa, do you say, you know the famous cloud? Let's just say it quickly. You know why do we say Enon Shem Nedin? I didn't know. You have crutches? I'm sorry, I didn't even notice. Are you okay? I didn't know what you sprained your foot?
Yeah.
Right. Over the weekend?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Fushlim. I didn't even notice. I'm sorry. Okay. Fushlim. So why do you say this Kal Eino Shem Min Adin? So either you say it's just a kasev, or you say that you wake up and let's say you kill a guy based on a Kal V'chomer. You wake up in the morning, oh no, I had a pircha. What'd you end up doing? You killed a guy. So that's another reason why I don't say Eino Shem Min Adin. Rachman Olatzlan, no? You may have to do a Mrs. Basin, and they wake up in the morning. We had a pircha on the Kal V'chomer. That's another reason. What's the third reason, though, I want to tell you? Very, very beautiful. What is the Gemara has a din in Sanhedrin, Samach Dalin and Beis. The Gemara says, if you're Mavra, all your kids to Moloch, you're Pater. Shenemar, Umizaracha, Lotit, and Lavramach, Samach Dalin and Beis. Umizaracha. You have to have some kids survive and others don't. So, Machlis Rashi Rambam, Ramban, whether you burn the kids or you just pass them through. But let's make it more dramatic. You hold like the Ramban, you actually burn all the kids. So Gemara says, "Din, you burn all your kids, you're putter." It's nuts, no? Mamasha, no, it's a nut, it's nuts. So the Smog says, no. Onshim arasus. Onshim arasus for the guy who gets it, that he should go to Shemayim with a clean slate. Let him be killed in this world, so he'll be exempt in the next world. It's an unbelievable thing. So the Marsha says there in Sanhedrin, that's the Peshad of Enoshim and Adin. Who are we to give a punishment based on a Kal V'chomer? Maybe this guy did such a heinous Aveira, he's not deserving of an Onish. That's why he says Enoshim and Adin. It's a beautiful form. No? That's a Marsha in Sanhedrin, Samachlan, says according to the Smog. Okay? But nonetheless, the 6th sheet that we show in the Balamor, he says, Tom Kik is the Arisa, but Enoshim and Adin. Okay. And then the last sheet, the 7th sheet, Lamaisa is the sheet of the Rashba here in Chulin. And Sari Chesav is the mask of Vaha. The Rashba says Tam Kik is the Raisa, but you're not Loke because it's like Chetzi Shir. It's like Chetzi Shir that's Asimina Tayr. And we know that Chetzi Shir is Asimina Tayr in Loke Love. Where's the din of Chetzi Shir? Yumai and Dalmach, but Chetzi Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish, right? We pass Rabbi Yochanan the Raisa, Rishlokish is the Rabbana. Why is Chetzi Shir Asimina Tayr? A Ponsuk and a Svar, Rabbi Yochanan. It's called Chelav Loso Chelu. Any iota of chelu is a problem. And what's the svara that he says? Chazal, it's the rufe, right? You take a half a kazayas and a half a kazayas. You put the two together, you get a kazayas. So there's significance in a half a kazayas. There's a pasuk in a svar. Always got to know what the makor is, right? One of my rabbeim, Rav Shmuel Nachum Shlita, one of my rabbeim Shalbim says there are five ways to learn how to divya raitza. A pasuk, a svara, either shlosh esrei midos, halacha moshe Sinai, or fifth he called was a taktim. Yehuda says, I say it every other few weeks, right, in shir, right? What's the fifth one? A taktim, historical precedence. So he says it's Sanhedrin, Samachai, and Samabes. The way we megar in Har Sinai is the model for the way we have to megar le'el and bud. Okay? So there's five ways always to learn how to din d'oraisa. It's always a good way, good tool to know, methodologically. Okay? I mean, the biggest nafkamin you have between a pasuk and a svar is, does it apply to goyim? Then noach. Like, what's a makar? Everyone knows the din ein eshachal lisser, right? Ochel nevela b'yom kippur. Your potter. Why? Because when before Yom Kippur came, it was also Nevela. Why is there a din ein eshachal? It's a makar, it's tana, but if you hold like the tana holds ein eshachal lisser, what's the makar? So it's a question Rishon. Is it a pasuk or svar? Because it says, what's the nafkamina? Do you say it by a ben noach? If it's a pasuk, you don't. That's limited to Yisrael. If you say it's a svar, then it applies to what? It applies to goyim as well. If it's a svar, why shouldn't it, right? That's very important. Okay. So we have seven shittas in the Rishon. Okay. So Lamaisa, let's focus on the Rabbeinu Tam, okay? Let's focus on the Rabbeinu Tam. Before we do that, I just want to point out what we hold halach Lamaisa, okay? Let's just get down what we hold halach Lamaisa. You'll see it today, I hope you get to it. The Shach and Sani Chesif Cotton Beis in the Prima Godim, you look it up in the Shar Taruvis, Chelik Beis, Pirik Beis, halach Lamaisa, they hold halach Lamaisa that Tam Kicker is in fact midiraisa. Okay? No doubt that it's a diraisa. They hold it's a diraisa. The interesting thing is that the Pribigadim in Sof Dir Maskava Ani says it's Masher from the Beis Yosef that it's only diraisa misafik. So when you go through it inside, you keep note that when you go through it this afternoon, Bli Netter. So there's a machlok, meaning if there's a machlok in the poskim, we should be machmer. But where does it happen after? I mean, if you pass me tam safek, if you have a sveik sveik, it'll be what? It'll be mutter. So halach lamaisa, he says that it's mashur in the Beis Yosef that way, but he himself says, I disagree with that wholeheartedly, the Prima Godin, and he says tam kicker's diraisa on its own, not me tam chumra. It's not me tam safek. The minig is like a bin of tam, done. Came the kibla like a bin of tam, it's not a safek, and that's it. And he brings a raya from Sif Beis, Lamaisa, because when you'll see Sif Beis, there's a question about Lamaisa, whose nishpach, it fell out, and you're not sure whether the shishim, and if you hold that Tom Kicker's a suffix, then it should have been a fake sake. So he says it's clear, Lamaisa, at least from the Mechaber himself, you know, the Mechaber Beis says with the same Gadol, in the Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't seem to be that it's a suffix. That he concluded, like the Prima Gadol himself concludes, that Tom Kicker's in Issa D'Oraisa, done, not Petur Chumra, it's a Vadai. Okay, fine, Lamaisa. You know, it's just interesting. He does bring up one line there, which is interesting, that maybe the Prima Godim is unbelievable. He says, you know, the Prima Godim was a God of Ador. He was a Malamed Dardik. He taught kids Aleph base. So he writes there, maybe you could say that it's only Lakula, meaning it's a Halacha Brura Lakula. In other words, he's Bestapek. But lechumra, maybe you have to be chayshish lemaisa. You have to be chayshish that tam kicker. What would be midrabanan? So in other words, when you make a cheshbon of sakes fakes, lemaisa, he says, you mistopic there if it's halacha brewer rak lewat rak lekula. In other words, if I want to get to a sakes fake, I'll say, oh, maybe it's a what? If I have a sakes fake in my pocket, so I'll say, oh, maybe I only machmir, you know, on tam kicker that it's yiraisa lechumra, so that I can get to the sakes fake. That's what he says maybe is a possibility. But Lamaisa, okay, we assume Lamaisa that it's considered to be a psak, that it's vada, and that's the din, halach Lamaisa. Okay, now let's focus on the Rabbeinu Tam, okay? Because Lamaisa, the Rabbeinu Tam, Lechura, is a big chiddush. Why? Why are you loka on eating a kazayas from the Taruvus? You didn't need a kazayas from the Isser. You didn't need excess from the Isser. And the Rosh says, Poshup Shah, like I wanted to say, that the Isser Tam, the Isser in the is Nefach, the Heter Kulalios Isser. And if you look in Rashi Imsachim has a very, even though he himself passes Tam Kikas Drabanan, Rashi has a very interesting lashon there, Imsachim, on Memdal and Mebeis, where Rashi says like this. Rashi says, Kevin is Avid Ba. Rashi's lashon is, I'm sorry. Rashi says, on the top, he says, Chayiv, Chayiv, because I asked him, Halam Mishim Het Mistarach Lisru, El Mishim, this Avid Le Kule Isser. This Avid Le Kule Isser. What does this Avid Le Kule Isser mean? That the whole thing is Nepach Lios Isser. Kind of like, not kind of like, exactly what I wanted to suggest before. That it's the inverse of the Rosh, that Isser's Nepach Lati, can eat all three burgers together. Tom Kicker tells you not that way, like you were asking last week, Josh. And that's what Rashi seems to say, even though we don't, Rashi doesn't hold like that. But that's the Poshut Pshat. That's what I wanted to say in the Rabbeinu Tam. So if you look, it comes out very nicely. The Gemara has later on in Chulin on Kuf Chesem and Aleph that if you have a drop of milk that falls on a piece of meat, the whole piece of meat becomes usher if there's not 60, the Mavatal. And it answers the whole chaticha. And the way Tosus says it is that there's a principle, and this comes up much more in Basar B'Cholov, but you have to know the principle. It's called Chanan. It's an acronym. What's Chanan? Ches Nun, two squiggles, Nun. Chaticha Nasas Nevela. The whole piece of meat becomes a shtickel of Isser. Because you only have 30 to 1, so the whole piece of meat is diseased out with the milk. So it becomes a chefsishal Isser. Now, there's a major machlokes in the Rishonim that Tosa quotes in Kuf Aleph Aleph, whether you say Chanan is by Shari Surim or not. Definitely by Basar B'Cholov. Rabbeinu Ephraim says it's only by Basar B'Cholov. The Rabbeinu Tam says it's even by Shari Surim. Now, I just want to point this out to you. Most Gedol Achronim say if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, the Chanan applies in Shari Surim, that's only Midr Rabbanan. One of the questions that Rav Sam Nechemia Shlit is Bechina, maybe I shouldn't give it to you, but I'm giving it to you. I don't know, maybe change it. He has 72 questions Bechina for Smicha. One of the questions is give three Makaros that Kanan is the Arisa according to Rabbeinu Tam and Shari Surim. So the Primogonim quotes a Ma'arik, number one, in the Hakdama to Shar Taruvus. Number two, Tosis and Chulin Kufa Maralf is Mashma like that as well. And the third marker is the Ra'ah. There are three Makaris that seem to say that Rabbeinu Tam says Chanan B'Shar Yisum is D'Raisa. But those are collector's items. Poshim Shad, it's only D'Rabbanan. But the Rav that's I wanted to say that maybe it's L'Shitaso. It's a Machlokes Mechaber Amos Simin Sadi Beis Siftal. How do we paskin? We paskin Rabbeinu Ephraim that Chanan is only by Basar B'Chol or by Shar Yisum. But what does that mean? That means that little piece of meat that was 30 to 1, what do you do with that if it falls into the pot? You need to what? You need to Mavatal it. Not just a little drop, you need to mavato the whole what? The whole piece of meat, correct. Now, isn't that a heter nepach l'isser? Doesn't that fit very well in Rabbeinu Tam? No? Chanan b'shar yisurim, that's Rabbeinu Tam shita. So it looks like what we wanted to say is good, no? That's what I think fits in good with Rabbeinu Tam so far. The Rav's going to say it's wrong. Our pshat is wrong. But the poshim pshat is, this is Rabbeinu Tam l'shitaso. Tam kikers d'raisa. You're loka, no problem. Tom is considered like the heter is nepach l'isser, and to the degree we say chanan b'shar yisurim. No, seems to fit like a glove really well. Not the, yeah. Maybe you're right, Eli. Yes, maybe you're right. I'm being influenced by the other Rishonim, but you're right. Yes, maybe you could say it even by other Rishonim as well. Those three shittas would fit even better. You're right, absolutely. I'm just it's a minority opinion, but you're right. Would fit in good. But let's say why the Rav says it's wrong. Okay, let's get it. We got to get it. The Rav said, Shat Lamaisa, there's a machloikis on Kuf Chesem Beis and Taisen Chulin Maskal Mai. You know, we'll learn the din, God willing. What happens if you have Melech V'Tavlet? You know, sharp things that get absorbed with blood. What's the din of a sharp thing? Midi Avida Avida the time Afilu Belaflo Batal. It's like a Dover Harif. A sharp thing Afilu Belaflo Batal. Even though we learned today that some shita say shishim, some shita say 100. We learned on Friday, Shulchan Aruch needs shishim. We don't pass like the shita 100. Right? You learned the story with the 30, right? It was half an olive, right? Okay, we need bittul. By Dabar Charif, though, no, something that's sharp is not. So you got something, you got the Dabar Charif the melech of the tavlins absorbed with blood. So what's the din? So the halacha is, if that get mixed in, what's the din? Halacha l'maisa. Even if melech of the tavlins is usher because of the blood, ain't a mispat l'na filu be'elef. Hov avidu l'taymeh. Now, blood is not sharp, but the blood gets contained in the what? The blood gets contained in the davar charif, yes? In the midi the tavlin. So therefore, the halacha is, it's batal, it's never batal, filu be'elef lo batal. Yes? That's the first sheet. And Tosis there is argues on the Rabbeinu Tam, and he says, melech the tavlin arvidu l'taymeh, but that's only when they're asur machmas themselves. But if they're asur because there's blood in there, right? Let's say they're asur because there's blood in there. When I say sharp things are asur, let's say it was a sharp thing that went into milchix that was cut with half fleshik in it. You know what I'm saying? But here it's asur not because of the thing itself. It's asur because of what? Because of the blood. So they can't be chomer, more chomer than what the iser that's nivla in. So memela, since is blood batal b'shishim? Of course it is. Not sharp. If blood is batal b'shishim, the melech of a tavlin should be batal b'shishim. So Tosus argues on the Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban and the Rashbam. So it comes out, Lamaise, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Simen kufei sifdal, then the Ramah. In Simen Tzarechess sifches, like the Baalei HaTaisus. We paskin like the Baalei HaTaisus. It's not a filu be'elef lo batal. It's batal b'shishim. So the Rav said, why? If the Ramah holds like the Rabbeinu Tam, that Hanan exists by what? By Shari Surim and Lamaisa. However, he paskas like the Baalei HaTaisus that the salt that's Balu in the Dam is Baltim Mishishim. Why should it be Baltim Mishishim? If you hold like Arshtikul Torah, this is Nepach Leheter, I'm sorry, that Heter is Nepach Leheter, then it should be what? It should be Afila Baal Baltim. Just like you say, Hanan and Shari Surim, like Elizar, that he might even mean his dear Iceland. So he says, what's going on here? According to the Mechaber, it works beautifully. Why? Because the Mechaber holds like Rabbeinu Ephraim that there's no Hanan to what? Bishari Surim, and therefore he also paskins that what? The Mechaber paskins like this, Allah Chalamai, said that it's Baltim Shishmas. That works good, but the Ramah doesn't work good. That's one kasha the Rav had on that understanding of Rabbeinu Tam. What's another kasha that he asked? A second kasha. Jake, you got the kasha? That's one kasha. Second kasha. Yes, Ellie. Why? If it's a shtick isser, like we're saying, it's a shtick isser. Okay. But it diseases the whole thing. If you say nepach l'isser, then it should be diseased the whole thing. We're going to get back to some of what you said. No, it's like the whole thing now is blood. It's all blood now. It becomes like a blood that's a shard, that's a vidul taima. Okay, but that's one kasha. Number two. The Shulchan Aruch says in Kuf Aleph Sif Beis, Chatich Ruli Yischabin, which we'll get to, Bez Hashem, is not Batal Afil Be'elef, but that's only if it's Asr Machmas Atzmo, like it's an Avel or Basar B'chalov. But if it's Asr because it's Makabal Tam Isser, and there were no Shlish, and there's no Shishim, Afilu Lemish Yisover Chatich Atzmo Nas Nevel, Ein La Din Chatich Ruli Yischabin. The Ramah is quiet there. The Ramah agrees. So we say that what? Even though a chatik ruzav is normally a fil be'elef, low bottle, but that's only if it's also machlas atzmo. If it's because it was makabel atam, no, it's not considered to be usher. It's bottle. If there's shishim. Why? According to Rabbeinu Tam, if heter's not pachl iser, why should it not have a din of chatik ruzavit? And the chaticha atzmo should become a chefshish l'iser, and it should be a fil be'elef low bottle. Similar type of kasha, just a different mucker. Yaakov, you got me? That's a second kasha. Mecha teisu, that's about the b'shishim. And the third kasha is, halacha l'maisa, the third kasha is what Eli was mechavin to, why does all the gedol achronim say that chanan mishar sum is the rabbanon? It should be d'iraisa, okay? It should be d'iraisa like the three makoros that we said. The ma'arik, teisu and dafkuf, and also the ra'ah, and then Shmer Sabayis. Oh, so based on these three kashas, the Rav said, I'm wrong. Isser, the heter is not Nepach L'Isser. That is not the Pshat Rabbeinu Tam. And we paskin again like Poshe Pshat, like Rabbeinu Tam. We paskin, at least it's the Raisa. I mean, it's really not clear. You'll see when you go through it today. It's definitely the Raisa. Question is, what version of the Raisa? Is it Rabbeinu Tam Loke? Is it the Isser Essay? Is it, you know, ain't on shumin adin? Pashup shot, it's like Rabbeinu Tam, that we assume like Rabbeinu Tam, that it means D'oraisa like. So the Rav said, you know, because of these kashes, I'm wrong. And he says the following. I think this is what you were hinting to, Eli. The Rav wanted to say, to be chayav malchus and an achilus iser, you don't need an achilus dafka of kazayas iser. Rather, you need a kazayas that's a kazayas of ochel that's mutam. What's mutam? That has a taste of iser. The Torah is not mechayv isuri achila, it's mechayv the iser hana. And that hana of achilus kazayas of a food that has a taste of iser, that's like a kazayas iser itself. It did become a shtick iser. It's not a chefs of iser. It's not magic, halachic magic, b'hal abdullah of abdullahs. It's rather an oichel that contains a taste of iser, and vis-a-vis that, it's usr. Noah, you follow me? It's not that turned into a chefs of iser. It's an oichel that contains a taste of iser, and for purposes of macholas asuris, if you eat it, the gavras chayiv. That's what the Rav wanted to say. Memeila, you don't have to say that Hanan is a direct result of what? Tom Kicker. It's not true. It's not true at all, Lamaisa. Really, what Hanan is a din misuyam and a shir. You didn't have shishim, so the whole thing is usr. But it didn't become a chefs of isr, it became a container. The chaticha is holding an isr, and it went into this taruvus. That's what Hanan brings to the table. It's not a shtick isr, it's not a chefs of isr, it's a container. It's a container that holds an isr. That's the way we'll say it. Okay? And therefore, I think this fits beautifully in the Gemara I had you see this morning. Why are you Misharim B'Shishim? Legabe the Zroa B'Sheila? Why is it M'Shishim? How do you come up with Shishim? Shishim is a magical number. Why, Ben? Because you need the bus from the Etzim. If you include the bus from the Etzim, that's how you get the Shishim. That's a Pella. Last time I checked, bones are not food. No? Bones are not food. So why is that coming to Cheshbon? The Teretz is just a container. It's a container. It can be a container. Memela, you can shaft that up. That's part of the calculus in coming up with the shear, Lamaisa. That's part of the calculus in coming up with the shear. The shear is not just connected to Isser, the food. It's connected to the container, and that is bones. And bones can be what? You need shear connected to the Etzim. And this comes out very well. I mean, we'll get to it, Bez Hashem, in Simon. In Sadi Ches Sifei, why don't you try to see Aleph and Beis Day, Tur Beis Yosef, and the Mechaber Ramon, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Tshach Taz. If you look in Sifei, there's a din of Hanan B'Kelim. Hanan B'Kli Cheres, even by a Kli Chadash. So, Lemaisa, if you learn like me, that the Isser is Nepach Leheter, I keep saying it the reverse way, that the Heter is Nepach Isser, these are Kelim. You can't eat Kelim. Right? You know, no one eat, human beings don't eat metal. You know what I'm saying? So how can you talk about, you know, that the heter is nepach l'iser to say Hanan? It's not a pshat in what that it transforms. The Rav Lechur is right, and I'm wrong. You know, if you say that the food transforms, metal is not food. So how can you invoke that whole topic by that? So obviously it's a word of like being a container. And he said that's the pshat in Tyson, Sadi Vavim, and Beis. That the Nesser is not able to Aser El B'Makam She'Isser Yelech Sham. It can only Oser in a place where it can travel. So if you salt a lot of meat on a table, let's say on a table that has no holes on it, and has one part of the Chaticha is in the gravy and one part of the Chaticha is outside the gravy. You have one piece stuck in, half of it's inside the gravy, half of it's outside the gravy. So what's the din? The stuff outside the gravy is mutter usser. There's blood all over the meat, so it's usser. The meat inside the blood. But the meat that's stucking outside, what's the din? It's mutter. Why don't you say it became a shtick? Shtick isser. And the whole thing should be usser. Right? Even though there's shuman babasser, shibatok asir. We don't say chaticha nas is the veil because of the dam. And it assers everything outside the tzir. We don't say that. We only say where the Isser can itself expand to. And the Isser cannot go to the meat outside the tzir. It's not like it only can travel in a place where it can mispashet lemaisa to the other chatichas. And the Rav said, lemaisa, if you held chaticha nasis levela, if your old Tom Kicker is a direct link to that, then the heter becomes the Isser. Why shouldn't you? The whole thing should be Isser. Elevoden, the pshat is, the Isser is not considered to be a chefs shel Isser. And therefore, chanan mishar isurim is only a cheshbin. Lamaisa Mavatal Nisr, and that's why it fits, it's only the Rabbanon. Lamaisa Lagabi Shari Surim. And therefore, halacha lemaise, it doesn't become a chefshish l'isser, and it can only travel to where the isser itself could go, halacha lemaise. And therefore, the Ramah comes out beautifully now. Why does it come out beautifully? Because even if you hold shari surim lemaise chanan, maybe even diraisa, even if you hold diraisa like the three makars, but it's not that it's a chefsa. It becomes a container. Then the salt that had blood absorbed in it, what's the din? You guys tell me now. Let's bring it back to the Ramah. It's bata mishishim. Why is it bata mishishim? Because it did not become a shtickle of isser. It did not become a shtickle of isser. And the melech cannot be yoser chamor than the isser that's baluabal. And if blood is bata mishishim, let it be bata mishishim. And the mechaber and the Ramah agrees to that halacha lemaise, so that like gabe chaticha ruchul is chabe. It's what? It's not going to be a chefshish l'isser. And that's what we assume, that Hanan is probably b'shar assume only midrabanan, even though Tom Kicker is diraisa, because there really are two separate topics. Hanan is different than Tom Kicker. If you learn this rough shot of the container, let's call it the container theory, not that it's a chefshish l'isser, okay? And what do you say with the Rashbam? The Rashbam maybe l'maisa, in the Rabbeinu Tam l'maisa, you know, they're arguing Allah lemaisa, the Baal HaTaisis hold him or the Mavatal Isser, your Meshar Shishim connected the Chaticha, but you don't need the Mavatal the Chaticha. The Rashbam Rabbeinu Tam say you need the Mavatal the Chaticha, but not because it's a Chefshishal Isser, but because it's a container. That's what I want to bring out. It's a container. Yes, Josh. In other words, Hanan lemaisa also. Hanan, in other words, what I mean to say that the two separate topics is that they're similar in the sense that they're also containers. But if you hold the vort that is not bachlisa, they're mamish like a subsidiary of each other. That's what I'm saying. You follow me? You're right that it's also like a container. But when I say the two separate things, one doesn't lead to the other. That's all. That's all I'm saying. Okay. That's the chiddush you want to bring out. Okay. Now, that's the svara we want to say in Rabbeinu Tam. But I want to take it a step further, though, because there's a big machlokes in the Gedolei Achronim within Rabbeinu Tam. So let's get it. What's that machlokes? Runs like this. What happens if a chatich is mekabel at isser chetishir? What do we say in that case? Do we say Tam Kikers derais or not? So the primigadim in Sari Ches, in the Siftei Das, you look it up, Sifkon Chav Gimel says, even though in Kol Torah Kula, Rabbeinu Tam, we hold that Tam Kicker is derisive. Even in Tam Kicker will be derisive a chetishir. And the crazy placey, Rabbi Yonasan Haibshit Simon Sadebesif contest in Moscow, Ach, Koshes Cholek, and he holds that according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's only if it's a shear of Isser will it be Tam Kicker derisive. If it's only chetishir, it's not the case. So, Lamaisa, the Vilna Gaon, in the Bir Agro or Chaim Simon Tov Mem Zayin Sifkon Yedal says, I'm quoting him, Zelashono, Shum Tam Kikr Nami Leika Kevin Shehem Beikr Kezayis. The Gon is holding like the Rebbeinu Sinaibshitz, that in a Chanami according to the Rebbeinu Tam, the Heter is not Nepuch Lisser. But I remember I said at the beginning of Shir, there is a Sheet to Gedol Achron that holds like us, and I think that's exactly what the Prima Gadim is saying. The Prima Gadim is saying, Lamaisa, that Tam Kikr is Diraisa, and even by chetishir, you will say it. Because it becomes a shtickle of an isser. If it becomes a shtickle of an isser, then it's usser. So at least he holds, at least there's one sheet, I think, that holds that saying like we were saying. Halacha lemaisa. And one could ask the kasha, sarachiyun, if you don't say tam kikah diraisa, if it's just a chetishir, lemaisa, corner of in a time, you're loka, only if you eat a kezayis. So what does it make a difference if you're nivla chetishir visser, or it's nivla chetisholem? Sof kol sof should be chayiv, even if he didn't eat it, because I said isser, halacha lemaisa. There's what's up shot? If you don't say tam kicker diraisa, then lemaisa, you know, what's up shot here? In other words, halacha lemaisa, you know, it's lechura pella. In other words, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the whole tam kicker is diraisa, then you would say like who? Like the prima godin. You should hold like the prima godin. You should hold like the prima godin. What's holding you back? If Tom Kicker's derisive, it becomes mamish a real din, so then why taka isn't it enough? So that could be why the Rambam held what he said. The Rambam held Tom Kicker is not apply unless you eat the whole kazayas of Isser. Because you have to eat the achilul etzim chalosh shame Tom Kicker. You need a din achil letzim chaloshim tamkir. That's a din in the maisa achil of tamkiker. You have to eat the gazayas of isser bechle achilas pras. And we said from the Ram Rule, if you don't, in a chanami you won't. But for the maisa achila, for a maisa achila, you need the gazayas isser. And if you don't have the shir gazayas achilas pras, then you won't be chayv. So I'm saying that kasha la maisa, that kasha, halacha la maisa, this kasha, I think la maisa caused the Ram to hold what he held. But, you know, the Rav was bothered by, if you don't say Tam Kikas D'Raisa, Im Nivla Tam Isser Rak Mechetzi Shir, then why don't you say Tam Kikas, if it's Nivla Tam Isser Mishir Sholim? One Rabbi at a time, you should be like it. What does it mean? Whether it's Chetzi Shir Shalisser, whether it's Nivla Shir Sholim. Sof Kol Sof, you're Chayiv according to Tam, even if you didn't need Exas of Isser. What should hold you back? Allah Lamaisa. What should hold you back? You should say like a Vienisanai. You should say like the Prima Gadol. Why would you say like the Plati and say that it's not considered to be what? Not considered to be a Raisa. And for that matter, Lamaisa, Rabbeinu Chaim HaKoyen, that he says in the Taruvah Sisser, we need to have a like, you need to have a seismically as process in the Taruvah. That's not a Shir Namaisa Achil, that's a Chefs of Taruvah. And the Chefs of Taruvah, you require what? You require for Malkus. The Rambam says not that way. Rambam says that the Kzaz B'chiyach Pras and the Maisachil is a T'nai. Rambam holds Kol Zman. You don't eat it though. It's only Nisad Rabbanon. So in a Chanami, the Rambam's Pshat is a beautiful Pshat, but it doesn't really be Mazra, the Rabbi Yonasan Ipshitz and the Gon that say a Chetzi Shir wouldn't be enough. I mean, if you hold like a Rabbi Natan, why shouldn't it be enough? Why shouldn't it be? I think according to Arpshad, it would be enough. And that's why we're saying Arpshad, maybe it's Rabbi Yonis and Ipsis, but you have all those kashas from the Rav, those theories in the Ramah at least. But, you know, I was thinking those were kashas and, you know, there was one kasha within Rabbeinu Tam we said about the blood. So they were stark kashas on the Rav. But nonetheless, I want to bring out, you got to get these two Mahalchim in Rabbeinu Tam. I want you to get the two Mahalchim. The Rav had beautiful kashas and get for emperor, but this last thing about if it's Chet Shishir, Lechura is difficult on the Rav's pshat. Seems like Rabbi Yonasan Ipshitz fits better with our pshat. I'm sorry, the Prima Gadim seems to fit better with our pshat. But as I said, Allah Lamaisa, the Mechaber holds Rabbi Natam, that it's Tam Kikas D'Raisa, the Shach and Sifkat involved, and we pasken the Vilna Gaon says, Sifkon Ches, the Mechaber is not Mechalik, whether this Taruvus or not. The Chliachlis Prasi doesn't make a mention of it. Seems to be chlor like Rabbi Natam. The Mechaber holds like, and not like Rabbi Chaim Koyin, Halacha L'maisa. Okay? Yes, Eli, I'm sorry, you had Akasha? Okay, all right, very good. Okay, let's just, one more Nakuda I want to get to on this sheet is, and that's Rabbeinu Chaim Koyin. And this will lead us into the Rambam. As well, okay. Let's try to finish it up, Lamaisa, because we're able to cover this, but we got to get this tomorrow. We got to do, you know, we got to do Basar Shema, Basar Taima, and get the more of the details of the shishu. Okay, Rabbeinu Chaim Koyin said a very strange shita, right? It was quoted in the Rosh. We said it was a shita Rabbeinu Eliyahu that said you need a taruvis because I isachin espras in the taruvis. In order for you to be usher, Lamaisa, and in order for you to be loke on every kazas that you eat. So then in the taruvus, as we just said, in the chesed taruvus. But Lamaisa, it's master that he definitely is holding the heft is not nepach l'isser. And you have to eat a kazas of isser in order to be chayav malchus. And it's not enough to eat the kazayas that's containing it. Okay? So on the other hand, Lamaisa is moded to Rabbeinu Tam that you will, there is a possibility to be loke it. If you eat a kazayas from the taruvus, and in the whole taruvus had a kazayas mechilas bras, you will be chayiv. So what's the svara? So the Rav wanted to say like this, and we could add on, that's pshat in the Rambam. A little bit with a twist. Rabbeinu Chaim Koyin holds that kazayas mechilas bras is yashir in tam kikr. And therefore, if the taruvus contains a kazayas mechilas bras, then there's the invoke the din of tam kikr. If you eat a kazayas from the taruvus, you're loka, even if you didn't eat a kazayas from the iser. If you eat less than a kazayas from the taruvus, then you won't be loka. It's maybe usra al tzchet yishir, but in order to stamp it the taruvis needs a shira kazas v'chilas pras in order for you potentially to what? To be locus. So in other words, kazayas b'chtei achilas pras is your shir in the din of tam keker. If you have that shir, then you can invoke tam keker. Allah l'maisa. If you have that shir, you can invoke tam keker. That's the way you have to say over a chaim kain. The din in the chanam in the chefs of the tarubis, but it's a t'nai in saying tam keker. You need to have the tarubis to have a kazayas b'chilas pras. However, the Rambam writes something very beautiful. The Rambam Perek Tefav Alacha Gimel Nuchs Macholos Asura says, "Im Yeshir Kazayas B'Chilchas Pras B'Tarubis Mekomokom Leik Afilus Yidraisa." And the Rambam says, "Avalim Ochol Pachus Mishalos Beim Min Atarubis Makanaso Makasmaris Midivrehem Mashman." All it is the Rabbanon. Don't we paskin Chetzishir's Asim Min Atera? So the Michlas Baruch wants to say in Simenun Hey, the Rambam holds that Chetzishir is only the Yiraisa Echafse Be'en, not in the Tarubis. Whose sheet does that remind you of? Remember, we found last week the Rash and Tfulyol. The Rash and Tfulyol, according to Shita, that there's no Chetzishir in the Tarubis. So the Rambam holds that your Makis Mardis is Midrabanon, Pashup Shad, and that's it. It means that's Midrabanon. It's not an Issid Yiraisa. Allah Lamaisa, because the Rambam holds that it's not enough to say that it's a shir in tam keker. You have to actually eat it. Allah l'mais. You have to eat the kezayis, bechleachlis pras, the whole thing to be over this. You have to eat the whole pras in order to eat the kezayis of iser. It's not that he doesn't hold this lumdus of chaim kain that the chefs of teru is transformed now if potentially it has that shir. Now, does anyone hold differently in the Rambam? Yes. The Radbaz and the Lechem Mishnah say not that way. Say different the way we presented it in the Rambam. The Rabbaz and Lechem Mishnah Perek Tet Vav Halacha Beis say Tam Kek is the Araisa. Please get it. We love to get around with the Rashi with this one twist. They say no Tam Kek is the Araisa in the Rambam. Halach L'maisa. You might not be like it, but Makas Mardis doesn't mean the whole package deal is the Rabbanan, they say. The punishment is the Rabbanan, but it still might be an issue of the Araisa. But doesn't he say Midivrei Sofrim? He says Nimsa Ben Tamo. That means midrabanan. Doesn't that mean midrabanan? So you have to say like this, that the Rabbis and Lechem Mishnah understood the Rambam like Reb Chaim Kain. They understood like he's like Reb Chaim Kain. That's the way they understood it. The Meila, there's a T'nai in Tam Kikr that has to be a Tarubis. The Rambam just says that Tam Kikr is divided up into two. If he told pras, you chayv lokim in a Torah. If he just a kazayit, it's as makas mardis. But in a chanami, in both cases, you're over nisid yiraisa. In both cases, you're over nisid yiraisa. That's the chiddush we want to suggest according to Lechem Mishnah. It's as midir sofrim. What he means to say, lomaisa, when he says divrei sofrim is what? It's when you don't eat the what? When you don't eat the whole pras. So if there's not in the taruvah's time of lomasho, then in chanami, it's only the rabbanon. So that's the sheet of the Rabbaz and the Lechem Mishnah. Please get it that the Rambam holds a Reb Chaim Kain, but the Kesef Mishnah says no. Kesef Mishnah in Halacha Beis, Perek Tervav Halacha Beis says that the Rambam passes like Rashi, that Tam Kikr is only Midrabanan. And he says the Kesef Mishnah, Lamaisa, you have to say that the Kesef Mishnah did not mean that the Rambam holds exactly like Rashi Mamish. Because the Rambam did say you would be loka, Lamais, if you ate the whole pras. Kesef Mishnah knew that too as well. So the Kesef Mishnah is just saying the Rambam argues under a bit of time that Lamais, if you only ate a kezayis, not the whole pras. But you ate, in other words, if there's not a tarumis kezayis iser b'chleichas pras, then it's only asur midrabanan. Right? The Rabbeinu Tam said you're like even in that case, right? If there's not in the whole thing, right, a kezayis. But that's all the Kesef Mishnah will say the Rambam meant is the rabbanan. Maybe that's what you have to say, the Chiddush is. But it comes out of a new beer in the Rambam that the Rambam, according to Lechem Mishnah and Rabbaz, holds the rice and then he holds and ends up being like who? Ends up being like Reb Chaim Kain, Halach L'maisa. So that's what comes out, L'maisa, from this din of what? This din of Tam Ki'ikr. Now, I wanted to just begin, we'll close with this, is that the Mishnah in Menachos, Mishnah in Zvachim and Ayin Zayin Beis, and the Gemara Menachos is Masbir and Daf Chav Beis, that regarding the blood, Reb Yudah says blood and blood is what? Not batal. Min bimino lo batal. Not batal. What do the Chum say? Min bimino is batal. If the bloods get mixed together. So Yaakov and Eliasmi, according to the Chum Shita, right? And that's the Lashon of the Gemara there in Menachos and Dafkov Beis, right? Right? The Gemara says min bimino is lo batal. Ola is special. Korbanos ein mevatlin zemzeh. But everywhere else, we say min bimino is batal. That's what the Mishnah says in Zvachmai and Zayin Beis, and the Gemara's Mazma and Menachos Chof Beis and Menalev. But it said in the Tanakam, if the blood gets mixed in water, as long as it has a color of dam, it's enough. Or if the blood gets mixed in wine, as long as it has a color of blood, it's good. And I view the wine as like water. You remember that? So they asked me, but isn't it, it's not the rove. It's not the rove though, right? So why is it good? Why is it good for blood to be sprinkled on his back? It's a very good kasha. So I found in the Sfasemis says in the Zvachim and I in Zayin Aves, I'll read you the Lashon. The Mishnah Yeshbo Mar is Dam Kosher Kosher B'Taisvus Sarach Shemar Adam Mamish Listimus Lashon and Mishnah Mashmon the Lo Tali Klal Barov Chen Ubein Yesh Rov Ma'im Mikomakom Kol Shemar Eu Dam Kosher Dam a Lo Bottle Ubein Shia Rov Dam Mikomakom Imein Bo Mar Adam Kegon Dzeh Kamo Kolush Mishtan Amar Adi Ma'im Muatim Soon. It has to be the color of blood, but if it's not the majority, why isn't it bottled in the water? The Etzur Hu Malach LaMoshe Mesinai. Beautiful Svasemis. Detalya b'mara. Dagam b'rov maim. Even if there's rov maim against the blood, Yeshon r'machlis heker amara lo mitzpatel. So that's the Shitas. That's an introduction, guys, which will continue tomorrow. This did of min b'mino batel, min b'mino lo batel. Achleis tonight. Okay, we'll stop here. What'd you say? You guys who have the
b'china,
I'm sent out the b'china at 3. You take the b'china, but everyone else, and after your b'china, we got a lot to do. I don't know why. Did he bring the pizza? Oh, thank you, Yehuda. I was wondering. Is that why you went out? Yeah, real quick, because I got to give a shir on Zoom at 1:15 to 11. Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Rabbi, according to, even if you want to say Pshan Rechaim Kohen, the Kazayas Bechtechos Pras is a Tanayim Tam Kicker.
Yes.
But once you have the Kazayas Bechtechos Pras, everything's Nebach Vios Isser, and you're looking at Kazayas by itself. Kazayas is Taros itself.
Yes.
And before the Rambam, not like Rechaim Kohen. Rambam holds you need a press. Even if you want to say, according to the Rambam, because that's Bechtel Pras, a Tanayim Tam Kicker, nevertheless, he says you need to eat a press to be loka. It's not Rechaim Kohen.
In other words, you're saying the Rambam, at the end of the day, never can be exactly like Rechaim Kohen because the Rambam says you have to eat the whole press. You know, right. You're right. I'm just saying, it's not even that sheet that says it's not identical. You're absolutely right. I'm just saying, this he holds it. But that one, Pratt, you're absolutely right. Very good.
Okay,
good. Excellent. Yeah, go ahead. What do you say, Jake?
Doesn't the Rosh say the fairs that come through the time it's not back wheels, is
it? Yes, he uses that phrase.
So why are we...
Why are we going away from it? Because the Rav's kashas, you know? Because that Rav's kasha about the salt with the blood. But he does say it. He says it in both ways. He says in the beginning of the simmon, like obviously the three burgers, that this is not Balkhater. And he says it the other way about the it's a good horror. I should have said that in Shir. And then I will mention it. It's very good, Jake. He does say it. He says in the beginning about the burgers, he says it later though. You're right, he does say that. But the Rav said he can't mean that. That's what he wanted to say. He can't mean that because then why do you have the salt, you know, and then why do you say Machadiku is Kavit? Okay. Guys, I got a lot of water and salt. You got it? Over the weekend, is that good? I got orange taste. You don't mind that, do you? Okay, great. Yes, Josh, go ahead.
Yes. The sheer bit less bad. But then the dim hot baker is that the head is definitely says